It's Monday, September 21st, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On September 17th, a Chinese Christian woman named Hope and her two children realized that someone was watching them. Hope turned around to face the man following them. Immediately, she started recording him on her phone, reports International Christian Concern. The man turned out to be an undercover policeman, ordered to follow Hope because she was a member of the Early Rain Covenant Church, a well-known unregistered church in Chengdu, Sichuan Province. Pastor Wang Yi, the lead pastor, is currently imprisoned by the Chinese government. Hope told the man, quote, "I am a Christian attending Early Rain Covenant Church and take care of two kids every day. I have no clue what laws I have broken," end quote. To which the man admitted, quote, "The government sent me to spy on you. You believe in a cult," end quote. A magnitude 4.5 earthquake was reported late Friday night, rattling a wide swath of Southern California, but causing no major damage, reports the Los Angeles Times. There were no immediate reports of injuries or deaths. On Friday, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a tireless advocate of abortion, died at the age of 87 of pancreatic cancer, reports LifeNews.com. In 2019, when she accepted the Berggruen Prize, she brought up poor women as a reason for her support of abortion, saying, quote, "One of the things that happened after Roe v. Wade is that women wanted to be able to control their own destiny. It is so obvious that the only people restricted are poor women," end quote. In 2009, Ginsburg caused a stir when she made comments about Roe v. Wade that also hinted at eugenics, saying, quote, "Frankly, I thought that at the time Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth and particularly growth in populations that we do not want to have too many of," end quote, Ginsburg told the New York Times. In 2016, she was one of the five justices who struck down Texas abortion mill regulations that protected women's health and safety, requiring that abortionists have admitting privileges to a nearby hospital. And last year, Ginsburg criticized fellow Justice Clarence Thomas for referring to women who have abortions as mothers. By definition, the only people who can have abortions are mothers. Last October, former President Bill Clinton admitted that abortion was a major factor in his decision to nominate Ginsburg to the U.S. Supreme Court. Democrats raised more than $50 million in the hours after Ginsburg's death, revealing the fight over her replacement has already galvanized the party's base. Perhaps Ginsburg's legacy is best summarized by Isaiah 59, verse 7, which says, "Their feet rush into sin. They are swift to shed innocent blood. They pursue evil schemes. Acts of violence mark their ways." On Saturday, President Donald Trump said that he will nominate a female Supreme Court justice to replace Ginsburg, quote, "without delay," end quote.
"We have an obligation. We won, and we have an obligation as the winners to pick who we want. That's not the next president. Hopefully, I'll be the next president. But we're here now. Right now, we're here. We have an obligation to the voters, all of the people, the millions of people that put us here in the form of a victory. We have an obligation to them, to all of those voters. It's a very simple thing."
At the top of President Trump's list of 44 pro-life conservative jurists is Amy Coney Barrett, a member of the Federal Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. A former law professor at Notre Dame, Judge Barrett, who enjoys a rock star reputation in conservative circles, according to the New York Times, is a pro-life Catholic. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has vowed that President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, quote, "will receive a vote on the floor of the United States Senate," end quote. The question is whether there's enough time for a nominee to appear both before the Senate Judiciary Committee and for the Senate to confirm her before the presidential election. Right now, there are 53 Republicans and 47 Democrats. Alaska GOP Senator Lisa Murkowski, a pro-abortion liberal, has vowed that she will not vote for a Supreme Court justice before Inauguration Day. Presuming all the Democrat senators vote against Trump's nominee, McConnell could afford to lose 3 GOP votes as long as Vice President Pence breaks the deadlock with his tie-breaking vote. To be clear, if the Senate has not yet taken a confirmation vote prior to November 3rd, even if President Trump loses the election and the Republicans lose the Senate majority, a Trump nominee could still be confirmed before the inauguration of the hypothetical President-elect Joe Biden by January 20th, 2021. And finally, an Arkansas Kroger supermarket violated a federal anti-discrimination law when it fired two Christian employees who refused to wear sodomite-themed aprons, according to a lawsuit filed a week ago Monday by the U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, reports Christian Headlines. The Kroger company operates 2,700 grocery stores in 35 states under a variety of names, including Kroger and Harris Teeter. To object, call Kroger at 800-576-4377. That's 800-576-4377. Leviticus 18:22 says, "You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination." And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Monday, September 21st in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.